What's up, class? This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth, and we're back for another episode. We're at block height 689,262, and the current price per Bitcoin is 34,830. And today we got our boy Apex, otherwise known as Melandrox 7. Did I say that correctly, Apex?
That's perfect, brother. That's perfect.
All right. So he just came back from El Salvador. And we're just going to get his Bitcoin pleb perspective on what's going on down there. So, dude, welcome. We fucking love you. You're honestly one of my favorite Twitter followers. Very underfollowed and undervalued, in my opinion. But he may be a little too toxic for most people. But what's up, Apex? How you doing tonight?
Good, dude, man. And the sentiment is reciprocal, brother. Like, you know, we've been following each other for a while and always got a good vibe, so I'm stoked to be here, man. And I love kindergarten, and I love everybody that fucking joins in this group. I've been, you know, every now and then I tune in, and I'm super stoked to be here, man, and talk about El Salvador.
Let's go.
Learn how to roll your R's, bro.
Yeah, I can't do that at all. All right, dude. Well, let's just jump into it. What got you down to go to El Salvador in the first place? And then tell us like your first thoughts on showing up and what your experience is like.
For sure, man. So, fuck, dude. Like, everybody got super bullish on El Salvador after, you know, the announcement. We were, you know, for the people that were here. And obviously everybody that's on Twitter, that shit went viral when Jack Maulers said, you know, brought up the video of the president and said that, you know, El Salvador was adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. And, you know, most of you guys know I'm a surfer, and Central America has always been a hotspot for surfing. I've been to Nicaragua, I've been to Panama, I've been to Mexico, been to Costa Rica, but I had never been to El Salvador. And all my boys have always been shilling the fuck out of El Salvador because the waves are great. You know, it's cheap. People are awesome, and there's no crowds, which is surfers. We, you know, that's what we're looking for. A lot of waves with few people. So, you know, once this whole legalizing Bitcoin as legal tender conversation started going down, I was like, that's it, I'm going. And it's super easy for me to do it because, as most people know, I'm here in Florida in Miami, and it's a piece of cake of a flight. It's a 2-hour flight. From Miami to 2-hour and 15-minute flight from Miami to San Salvador, which is the capital. And, you know, if you catch the morning flight, you're there by 11 a.m. and at 2 p.m. you're in the water surfing. So, you know, that's not a day wasted in travel, right? You're just in the water. So yeah, man, I remember, brother, I was like, you know, there was a chat, Spaces that went on, I guess, that was hosted by Nick Carter, and the president was there. Right when, you know, they were talking about, you know, where the Congress was going to vote in the proposition. And I missed it. I sleep really early. But I woke up at 5 a.m. and had seen on my YouTube, like, you know, notifications that Swan had recorded that. So I immediately, you know, while I was making my coffee and getting up and shit, I was listening to it. I was like, wow, blown away about how cool that Spaces was, right? Where everybody's like, you know, the president of a country is there talking about Bitcoin. And so I immediately, like, on the next day, I tweeted, like, fuck it, I'm going to El Salvador. And, you know, as surfers, we kind of schedule our lifestyles based on what the ocean is doing. I immediately got on the internet and saw the, you know, the weather forecast and the wave forecast, and saw that there was a weekend that, you know, the waves would be pumping. And I said, that's it. Bought my ticket, cheap as fuck, from Miami, $315 flight. And yeah, man, I made it to El Salvador and spent 5 days just having a blast, surfing my brains out, and yeah, and seeing what the Bitcoin scene was like over there.
All right, so here's a tough question, bro. Goofy or regular foot?
Goofy, bro.
Hey, let's go. All right, how was the surf, dude? Before we get into the Bitcoin stuff.
Yeah, the surf was great, man. And I, like I said, I got on Surfline, right? Which surfers know is like the website that we kind of see, what the waves are going to be like 2 weeks from today. You can see that kind of far out of how the ocean's going to be. And I saw that it would be like, yeah, when I arrived there, it would be like 4 foot and glassy with really good conditions, no winds, like the perfect tides. And each day just got bigger. And by the time I left, so I got there on a Thursday and I came back to Miami on a Monday. By Monday morning, bro, it was like solid, I'm going to say 8 to 9 foot.
Oh, man.
So the waves were pumping, the conditions were good. El Zonte has is a surf spot, right? And there's three or four waves right in El Zonte, so you could just kind of pick your spot, your little peak, and have a blast and just share it with your mates. In my case, I traveled by myself. I usually like traveling by myself. It's one of the reasons that, yeah, I think surfing is a cool sport, is that you really don't have to depend on anybody else. It's obviously better, in many instances, to travel with a friend, especially if you're dealing with big waves and stuff, which in this case, I wouldn't say they were like super gnarly, dangerous waves. It was actually, even though it was like 8 foot, it was, it's pretty mellow. It's not like Puerto Escondido in Mexico or something like that. So yeah, man, fucking the waves were pumping, and the conditions were like glassy. But the locals were telling me that I was really lucky too, right? That I got it really good. So it's just one of those trips where everything aligned, and there were satoshis to be spent and waves to be served and fucking siestas to be had, bro. And I had a great time.
Damn, bro, you're selling this shit perfectly.
I'm shilling it, dude.
Yeah, you're shilling it hard, bro. I love it. How was the locals like? Is there like a heavy local scene there or?
Yeah, man. So let me just I'll start off like, so fucking again, Miami International Airport. As soon as I got to the airport, I'm like, well, I'm not really good at when every time I travel, I'm not really good at posting pictures, and all my friends are like, oh dude, send me pictures of the waves. And but I had already been tweeting that I was gonna go, and everybody was like frothing, like, bro, just tell us what El Salvador is like. So some of you guys saw some of the videos. But yeah, Miami Airport was fucking crazy. I guess there's like a lot of pent-up demand in people wanting to travel. So I was, it was a good move to have, be there like at least 2.5 hours before the flight left. Notice that the airport was just full, man. It was just full of people traveling. And once I got to my flight, it was easy, bro. I sat next to the Salvadorian dude who was really cool. I told him that, hey man, now I'm going to surf. And he this the guy just happened to live in Tennessee, and he's just one of those Salvadorians dude that's here in the States busting his ass. So I obviously got on the Bitcoin conversation and told him, hey, one of the reasons that I'm going to El Salvador is because I'm seeing what the president's doing there. And he didn't really know too much about that, but I think I kind of might have orange pilled him a little bit on that flight since we get so evangelistic every time we talk Bitcoin, even to random strangers that have never even fucking really heard of it. But yeah, dude, went the hotel where I was staying at, which is a real cool hotel. And if anybody wants to know, the name of the hotel is called Michanti, Michanti. They arranged the pickup at the airport. So like, I've traveled all around the world. I've been to sketchy places. I'm Venezuelan, so I know how to deal. Like, obviously speaking Spanish helps. But a lot of people are intimidated to get out of their comfort zone, and we were talking a little bit about this offline before, you and I, Optimus, saying, oh shit, you're going to El Salvador, be careful. And I'm like, I'm not sketched out at all, but here in the States, everybody seems, from people seeing what's on the media and what people talk about, they think you're going to a fucking war. And I'm like, dude, it's not like that, man. I've been to sketchy places. I've been to Nicaragua. I've been to fucking, I'm from Venezuela, and it's probably the sketchiest place on earth. But the reason I'm saying this is because I want to inspire people to get out of their comfort zone and know that a trip like this is really easy, man. And the hotel organizes everything for you. It's super, like they pick you up at the airport, so you're not dealing with like, hustlers at the airport saying, hey, jump on my taxi. Like, you just from the moment you land there, you feel like this is like Switzerland, bro. It's not as bad. And then you just drive through town, and you're like 1 hour later, you're in El Zonte, Bitcoin Beach, baby.
Dang. All right, so let's get into it. Everyone's here for the Bitcoin stuff, bro. What was your
Okay.
experience? Well, actually, did you say you came 2 weeks after President Bukele announced that Bitcoin was going to be legal tender?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 weeks, bro. Maybe 10 days or something like that.
Okay, so still relatively fresh on everyone's mind. Was there a lot of buzz about Bitcoin, or is it still relatively going under the radar?
Yeah, so that the announcement was on a Saturday or on a Sunday, right? In the Bitcoin conference or whatever day that
Yeah, it
was.
was a Saturday.
So it was a Saturday, right? So I left on Thursday, so that was, yeah, almost like not even 2 weeks, 10
Oh,
days.
okay.
But then in between that announcement and that Bitcoin Spaces, I was like, fuck, I just got to get down there. But what was your question, bro?
Were the people aware of what's going on with Bitcoin, or is it relatively still going under the radar?
It's going under the radar. For sure. I was like, in my mind, I was like, fucking, I filled up my Strike wallet with a bunch of sats. Like, you know how Strike gives you like $1,000 for people that have fucked around with Strike, it gives you up to $1,000 a week that you can fill that wallet with. And so I was like, dude, I'm just gonna, top that shit out and just leave, be stoked to leave some sats in that economy, thinking that everywhere I was going to go as soon as I landed, I was going to be spending Bitcoin, right? That was very naive of me because to my chagrin, when, once I got there, like as soon as I got to my hotel, they're like, oh, so this is going to, I already knew what the rate was, but they wanted me to pay 50% in advance. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. So let me zap you some sats. And like, oh no, we're still not taking Bitcoin. And this is the hotel that's right in front of Bitcoin Beach, right? So I'm like, okay. But on the drive there, what was cool is that as soon as you start getting towards El Zonte, you're driving that down that road, there's a bunch of like Bitcoin signs, and there was a surf tournament that had gone on, and there was like Bitcoin logos on the banners and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, cool, man. Like, I was feeling really stoked and obviously very excited to want to spend some sats and leave him there. But at the end of the day, I didn't spend $1,000 worth of Satoshis as I had planned to. But we can get into a little bit more of that if you have any questions. But yeah.
Awesome. That's kind of what I expect, but from the Twitter rounds and all the excitement on Twitter, you'd expect there to be, the whole fucking country is taking Bitcoin. But explain to us like what the deal is with Bitcoin Beach. Is it like a little community area, or like how is that working?
So Bitcoin Beach is the name of the project, right?
Okay.
And El Zonte is the beach town where Bitcoin Beach is at, right? And they have a building with some offices, which is actually where, because I had kind of like already hit up a couple of the dudes like Roman and Jorge through Twitter, just letting them know that I was going to go there and I just wanted to come in and say hello and stuff. And that's actually what I did. Like, the next day after surfing the day that I arrived, I'm like, okay. I started asking, hey, where's Bitcoin Beach? And they're like, oh, that's that building right in front of you. So I just kind of went in and talked to the guys. They seemed to be really busy. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing, but they do a lot of like community events, right? Like for the kids, like teach them how to surf. Like they have like a surf camp. And I guess they host events to teach them how to download wallets and stuff like that. But yeah, I wanted to go to all these restaurants because it's a beach town that's prepared for tourists. There's like a lot of digital nomads that are there, like expats from Canada that I met as well, and Americans that are living in El Zonte. And a couple of them are hardcore Bitcoiners that are living there. And but I was expecting there was a lady, so I spent sats. I'll tell you where I spent sats. I spent sats on a lady that was selling coconut water. I spent sats on a breakfast where I had some pupusas with the pupusa lady. And one afternoon, I was having lunch. I was invited to a lunch there, not Bitcoin related, just like some people that I met. It's like, oh, come have lunch at our posada, which are like the small little hotels over there. And there was a Canadian lady sitting next to me, and we started getting into the Bitcoin conversation. And she turned out to be like, her and her husband have been there for like, I don't know, a bunch of years, and they're hardcore Bitcoiners. And she actually had a charity where she's building, helping, because a lot of people there, the townsfolk, they live like in shacks. They don't even have like cement on the floors. So, these guys had a really cool charity. I'm like, and that was like the most excited I got about spending that. So I just, zapped her a bunch of Satoshis, and she was pretty stoked, and then sent me pictures of the project that she was doing. She told me that actually the hardware store where people buy like the cement bags to, to get these houses built and stuff, they take Bitcoin, but I never went to that hardware store. So there's like little pockets of people and places that take Bitcoin for certain services and products. But I would say, dude, that's probably like fucking, I don't know, man, 10% of the town. But I could be speaking out of my ass, and we could probably get better information from, the Bitcoin Beach guys. But that was my experience, man. I really wanted to. I was just. I actually didn't take any dollars, man. I had to. I had to borrow dollars from a friend of mine that was there, and that's actually living there, a friend from Florida. And he's like, bro. I'm like, bro. I just brought Satoshis, thinking that that's all I needed to spend. I just popped my wallet. But everybody, most people wanted paper money, man. They wanted the shitty fiat.
That's interesting, but it's also I wouldn't expect any less. And then a side note, bro, that's so unmaximalist of you to want to spend your sats, bro.
Dude, I was happy to do. I know you're busting my chops, but yeah,
Yeah, I'm
man,
just
I was
messing with
happy
you.
to, bro.
I'm
It's
just messing
and
with
I know you're messing with me, but I was for the first time, because I'm obviously all of us here are fucking hodlers, but I think all of us, we'd be stoked to, fill our wallets up, our Lightning wallets with some sats and leave them there for the people, because we know, all we are here for number go up and the money and all that good stuff. But all of us here on this call, I know, really care about what Bitcoin means for humanity. And even though it was naive of me, but now in retrospect, I was like, fuck, man, yeah, of course, this is just the beginning. And Bitcoin Beach is it's a small project, but these guys are taking long strides, and they're busting their asses. So regardless, even though I didn't get to like fucking see like a whole Bitcoin universe over there, these guys are going in the right direction. Based on some of the conversations that I had with the people over there, like they're already replicating the Bitcoin Beach kind of model of operations, of getting people to download Lightning wallets and to take payments in Lightning into beach towns that are in their proximity and into the interior part of the country. So, dude, we know how Bitcoin is, man. It's always, gradually and then suddenly, right? So these guys are in the gradually part, but it seemed like they would probably be on the uptick of that curve heading into suddenly mode. So, 1 year from today, I'm sure, I mean, all the hotels there are going to be taking Bitcoin, because one of the articles in the Bitcoin law, which is Article 7, actually states, and I wrote it down here, it says, excuse me, every economic agent must accept Bitcoin as payment when offered to him by whoever acquires a good or service. So they have to, right? So just based on that, everybody's got to get their shit together, all the vendors, all the merchants. So if somebody comes up to the to you know to spend to buy something, they have the choice to pay in Bitcoin, and these guys are going to have to, legally take it. So I'm assuming that this thing's going to spread like wildfire, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the more controversial articles in the law, but people are forced to take dollars anyways, so I guess
But the reason
a forced HODL
it's
is better than not.
right. No, but it's so let me tell you a little bit about that. There's nuance, right? Because it's controversial because people don't understand it. So even like the people in the country are a little bit like, people are afraid of what they don't understand, right? That's normal, right? So You can, if you're a vendor, if you're a hardware store, right, and you're forced to take Bitcoin, all you need to do is be set up. Because immediately, if you don't want to, if you want to keep 10% in Bitcoin, or you took that Bitcoin for providing a product to a customer, you can instantly change it for dollars, instantly. So, but people think, oh no, these, you know, the government's making, you know, some people, right? They think the government's making us have to take this, you know, magic internet money that we don't understand, and we know it's volatile, and it, you know, it can go down 50% in 2 weeks. So this is not good for the country. It's just there's a lot of uncertainty. And as we know, as Bitcoiners here that have been in, you know, in this space for a while, dude, it takes a little bit of time for people to understand. It's an education thing. So it sounds controversial, but it actually is the opposite. It's like, it's fucking am that Article 7 is amazing that they will have to, you know, take Bitcoin, and all they got to do is just be set up for it. That's it. And then immediately, if they don't want to hold Bitcoin, fine, go to fucking fiat.
Yeah, and they just announced their government wallet. Was it Chivo? So it seems like
Yeah.
everyone's going to be on their way to being set up and accepting Bitcoin. So bullish on El Salvador.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, we know all it takes is a smartphone, bro, you know, and an app. So yeah, one of the cool com actually the other time I spent sats was with the guy that gave me a ride to the airport, which was arranged by the little hostel I was staying at. And throughout the whole like trip from the from Isonte to the airport, which is like an hour, it's not that long, I was, you know, I was talking to him about Bitcoin, and he was super interested. And by the end, by when he dropped me off in the airport, I got him to download a wallet of Satoshi. And I gave him, you know, whatever, like a $15 tip or something in sats, and he was pretty stoked. And I had just explained it to him. And you know, when you kind of know already how to have that conversation, and obviously without getting technical about it, just letting people understand that, you know, this really is like savings, you know, a savings account on steroids. It increases your purchasing power over time. If you just kind of, you know, ride out the volatility, you know, people understand that. And he was like, yeah, man. And he was, I orange pilled him, and he was happy to take the tip in sats. So that was also pretty cool.
There we go. Apex doing Satoshi's work down there. Bullish. All right, we got a few questions, bro. So one of them was, how many sats did a pupusa cost?
Fuck, dude. The equivalent of $3. So like what, like 8,000 sats or something?
Dang, they made out like a bandit on that one.
Yeah. There go my 8,000 sats, man.
All right, we got another one. Did you not see any Bitcoin ATMs to convert your sats to dirty fiat?
There is one Bitcoin ATM there in the Hope office. But when I walked by there, because I was it's the town's there's still like it's a rough like not a rough town, but it's off the beaten path, right? So like, you know, the roads aren't paved. There's like a river that runs through the town. So like to go to the other side of town, there's no bridge. So which I think is fucking cool. Like, you know, one of the best things about going to a place like that is that, you know, all the electronics go down, and you really get in contact with nature. So you're just like basically, you know, from my hotel, which is like right next to the river, I would have to like, you know, fucking skip through some stones like Frogger or something like that to get to the other side of town and slip and, you know, fucking nail my ass against the rocks. And but to get to the pupusa lady or whatever, you know. And as I don't know if you guys saw the video, but yeah, the topography of Isonte is beautiful, man. Like it's super lush, so it seems like what Hawaii, like the North Shore, looks like in a way, like palm trees, Japanese grass. The beach is like this, so the water is not like the Caribbean, right? It's Pacific, so it's super dark, and it's even darker there because the sand, it's volcanic, right? It's a volcanic country, so the sand is black and fucking big ass cobblestones. So yeah, it's just but while I was there, I saw that, you know, the infrastructure services of the country, they were like, you know, paving roads and getting set up for what's to come. But at the same time, like you're in the ocean surfing, and you look up at the mountains, and you see some like man like a mansion, or like, you
Oh
know,
wow.
yeah, big ass mansions. And so these are like probably expats that, you know, have property, you know, overlooking the ocean. And it's amazing, dude. This that place is gonna pop. So it's actually cool to get down there now and see it like at its grassroots kind of level. And I know there's a couple of listeners here that I've been in touch with that, have been to this town and they know what I'm talking about. But
Let's
there's one
go.
ATM, man. That's a long
Bullish.
way to answer the fucking question. One ATM.
Bullish. Hawk Hogan in the YouTube chat asks, what's the talent like, bro? You know, they want to know
Hulk
what the
Hogan,
women
what's
look
up,
like.
dude?
They want to know what the
No,
women look
man.
like.
Yeah, dude. I mean, shit, dude. They ain't Venezuelan and they ain't Colombian, bro. Like, I'll put it that way, right? But like I said, there's a lot of digital nomads. So if you're into chicks with dreadlocks and hairy armpits, like you'll see some of that. And then you'll see some just, yeah, I did see some beautiful Salvadoran girls, man, that are just kind of working at the hotels as waitresses and stuff like that. And just to talk about that a little bit, like the people there are super cool, man. Like they're super welcoming. They understand that tourism is a big part of what's ha happening in their little economy in El Zonte. And so they're just nice and friendly, and the food's great. And it's, I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, it's really cheap, bro. So you could. I know somebody else asked before, and I want to answer that question. Was like, how much did I pay in the hotel that I stayed at? So I got a hotel that was kind of nice. It was like like a king. It was like a bunk bed, but the bottom was like a king bed and whatever. It was just a cool room. I paid like $50 a night. Okay, but like AC, my own, perfect clean bathroom. And yeah, the hotel was dope, man. It had a pool, it was right next to the river. It had like a yoga deck. And the other thing, bro, that people should know about El Salvador is that, dude, there's so much to do there. Like the hotel, or like I was there to surf, right? So I wasn't keen on doing all the other like little adventures and expeditions, but dude, there's waterfalls, there's volcano hiking, there's the coffee, like the coffee plantations. Like it's not only for surfing, dude. Like El Salvador offers a lot more than people would imagine, dude. I'm so bullish on that country, brothers, that I'm looking into buying a property there right now as we speak.
Dang, bullish, bro. Bullish.
Yeah, man. Apex in El Salvador, hit me up.
Hey, let's go. Moses got a question in the Discord chat. He says, you met nomads working at local Salvadorian offices or nomads employing locals, paying them with sats?
No, like just digital nomads, right? Like just a chick that just got there that was, just kind of, you see there's people cruising through Central America. They go to places like Panama, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and they just kind of, they're digital nomads, man. So they're working off their laptops, whatever it is that they're doing, and they get to a cool town like that and decide to stay longer than what they had planned out. And so I don't know if it's not like I talked to every digital nomad I met, but or had a like a deep conversation with them. But yeah, I don't know if they were into Bitcoin or not. They're just people that are just tourists, checking out the scene.
Sounds dope, man. Sounds like a good place to be. I have a few friends that do that too, so maybe we'll be meeting you down in El Salvador.
Bro,
Winicus
let's
asks,
go together, man.
"Hey, dang, hey, that's what's up." We'll have to plan that out. Winicus asks, "Were there other Bitcoin travelers there, besides like the people that live there?"
That's a great question, actually. So again, this little hotel where I was staying is kind of one of the more, I don't know, man. There's many hotels, but this one is it seems to be a popular one. And that was shilled to me by a friend of mine that was a surfer that had stayed there. He said, "Bro, you gotta when you go there, stay at Michanti." So one like afternoon after surfing, I come in like just fucking with my surfboard, and I'm walking like to order my lunch and shit, because the restaurant actually at the hotel is really good, and people from town, like the tourists, they go into this hotel just to eat at the restaurant for lunch and dinner or breakfast. And so when I'm walking into the bar, like the first person I recognize this guy's face, and it was that dude, Ray Youssef, the guy from Paxful.
Oh,
He was
okay.
sitting there like in a table, and I'm just like walking up like fucking Spicoli, like with my board, like, "Oh, I know that dude. Hey man, what's up?" Like I know, I think he's a shit coiner or whatever, but actually I hung out. The guy's like, "Oh, you're a Bitcoiner, sit with us." It happened that he was sitting, the other dude that he was sitting with was that guy Rodolfo, who throws the event. Like he's an OG, like the guy's from like 2011, holler from 2011 or whatever, 2012, and he throws the event the biggest Bitcoin event in Latin America, which is called La Bitcoin Conf. So La Bitcoin Conference. And he's an Argentinian dude. So they're like, oh, join us for lunch or whatever. So I just kind of put my board down, ordered my food, and spent like the next hour just fucking talking Bitcoin with those guys. And yeah, they turned out to be pretty cool. That Ray Youssef guy's, you know, the vibe that I got from him is that he's a pretty smart dude. And yeah, we had a cool conversation actually.
Hey, that's dope. Labra asked, is the internet connectivity good or nah?
It's great.
There you
Every, yeah,
go.
the phone reception, the internet. Obviously, the hotels have their Wi-Fi set up for their guests. And dude, like, I never had any like problem with Wi-Fi while I was there.
Let's go. She asked in the Discord, and you don't have to fully answer this if you're doxing yourself, but what type of property are you buying?
Dude, so I don't mind, man. I don't mind talking about the shit. So there's this route, actually. So there's two places I'm going to show. The hotel where I stayed at is called Michanti, as I said, and then the other one, which is like my friend who lives there, Iggy, he took me over to this hotel. It's called Puro, like pure in Spanish, Puro Surf, right, all together. So if you guys Google Puro Surf, it's like this really dope hotel, and the guys that developed that hotel, which is imagine just like a hotel on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean right in front of a perfect right-hander, right? Like just a,
Oof.
you know, or, and we're groupies, right? So it's backside for us, right? But still fun as shit. And but this hotel, dude, it had like infinity pool, like a gym, the rooms. He showed me the rooms, bro. Like, yeah, like a super pimped out boutique hotel overlooking the Pacific from a ridge, right? From like on a cliff. So you have to go up these stairs to go to the hotel. And it has like a little skate park, but it's not a skate park like ramps and shit. It's like for carver boards. So if you guys have ever ridden like a carver, which is kind of like that, gives you that surfing, snowboarding feel while you're skateboarding, it's like a little mini half pipe. Like, and it's so, dude, the hotel is super decked out. They offer surfing classes for beginners. So it's like it's a great spot to go either by yourself if you're going surfing with your mates, or to go with your wife, your girl, your family. Yeah, I would definitely actually like that's actually the hotel. So again, a long way of fucking answering that the same developers own the land, the same guys that developed that Puro Surf hotel, they own the land next door. So I saw the PDF and the project, what they're going to build, and they still haven't announced it. And yeah, so they're building kind of like this little pyramid building with like I don't know how many three threes, like a two two, a few two twos, and a couple studio apartments, all overlooking the ocean right next to this hotel. So that's the property that I'm looking into. And the guy that develops it, he's a Miami dude. So yeah, I'm in touch with him, and yeah, I'm thinking about, because the other thing that you guys might be aware of is that one of the things that President Bukele stated is that you can get I don't know if it's citizenship, but like if you invest, you know, three bitcoins worth of money, or you know, paid in Bitcoin, I guess, three bitcoins, they give you not cit I don't residency, right? So and you don't, it's not like you pay three bitcoins for the residency. You all you have to do is like you could buy land, you could buy property, you could start a business, but it's just got to be three bitcoins worth. So it might make sense for tax purposes as well, a la Puerto Rico or some shit like that.
So can I buy three bitcoins worth of pupusas?
Damn, dude, that's a lot of pupusas, bro. But
Lifetime
I'm sure that they'd be
pupusas.
stoked.
That's the best
Dude,
way to spend the three.
there you go. Faboose asked, do you have links for these hotels and stuff? Maybe we could put them in the description if you do. If not, they could just search them.
Yeah, so again, if you want to type it, it's Michanti is the first one, the one that I stayed at. Michan, as in Nicaragua, Ti, Michanti. So if you just put Michanti Hotel El Sonte, it'll pop up. And the other one is Puro Surf. So Puro Surf.
All right, cool. Well, I'll look them up and I'll put them in the chat or the description for people. But yeah, guys, I don't know. This was super epic. This is more like a tourist guide of what a pleb wants to do in Bitcoin. But anyone in the Discord chat want to ask a question, you can unmute yourself, or if you got all the information you guys want, we can give Apex his time. Guys, in the YouTube chat, I don't know if you guys got one last question, or Apex, you got some last thoughts?
No, man. Like, I'm happy to hang out more and answer questions. I'm obviously, like, really stoked about that trip that I took. Again, I was a little bit naive. And you know, obviously, you get on YouTube and you see all the interviews, and you get on Twitter, and obviously, it is big fucking news, right? But, you know, for some reason, I had made it up in my mind. It's like, oh, okay, so El Salvador is just a straight up Bitcoin country. Well, it isn't yet, but it will be, right, because of this law. But for some reason, I figured in my mind, like, that's it, man. Like, this is Bitcoin heaven. And that wasn't really my experience. And I also wasn't involved enough in with the Bitcoin Beach guys to give you guys, like, you know, the big scoop on what's going on, what these guys are doing exactly. One of the reasons is really because, like, fucking the waves were pumping. So I was, like, just surfing most of the time. That's all I really wanted to do. So it was, like, papusa, fucking surf, siesta, and siesta again, and then surf again, and that's pretty much all I did. But I'm really stoked on that town, and there's other places to be explored in that country which are just as amazing.
Well, I mean, that sounds like what I would have done if I went down there. So that's definitely the pleb perspective over here of what are you going to do if you go down there. You're going to surf, you're going to enjoy some food, enjoy the environment, and, you know, hopefully spend some sats and create this circular economy we're all thinking about and push.
Dude, and it's
forward.
Cool because yeah, man, yeah, and you're meeting cool people, right? So one of the things about traveling alone, from my experience, is that you're kind of forced to talk to people, because when you go with your group, you're just kind of hanging out within, you know, your little group and shit. So, you know, unless you're like a super extrovert, you're just, you know, hanging out with your boys. But when you travel alone, you really get to interact with the people. And like I said, man, like, you're gonna see a bunch, like, I met Germans, I met Canadians, I met Americans. Like, it's a tourist town, bro. And it's super safe. Like, I would tell everybody, like forget whatever stigmas you hear about, you know, Central America being sketch. And it's like everywhere in the world, bro. Like, I feel scarier in LA, you know, in the wrong part of town at nighttime than I would in El Salvador. So it's, you know, I would really inspire people to get out of their comfort zone and see what's out there. And again, like, from Miami, it's a 2.5 hour, you know, 2 hour, 20 minute flight. It's a piece of cake, man. And yeah, dude. And hit me up, guys. Like, you know, send me a DM on Twitter, whatever questions you have. I'm happy to have a conversation with you, whatever you want to know. But yeah, man, go make it down to El Salvador. It's a fucking badass time.
Epic, bro. Well, that sounds like a pretty good shill, in my opinion. So I'm going to definitely have to make it down. The people in the YouTube chat are saying thank you for your firsthand experience. So
yeah, man.
I think we did our job tonight, bro. To everyone in the chat, or was that someone trying to chime in, or was that you, Apex?
Yeah,
no, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay, Jim. Yeah, I thought that was Jim. All right, shoot it, Jim.
Two questions. You never answered Optimist early in this interview. How is the locals, meaning the local surfers, localism?
Oh, yeah, good question.
My question, how good are the lefts? I really want to go where there's predominantly lefts, even though I know it's mostly rights over there, but this is a good left.
Good question. What's up, Jim, man? It's good to hear you, brother. Hey. Yeah, man, everything's cool, brother. Yeah, fellow surfer. Dude, the locals are, so again, bro, like, well, the first thing that I was surprised with, like, so that right point break where the hotel that I was describing, that overlooks that right point break, that's kind of where everybody serves. And it's actually the first place where I see where the fucking bodyboarders are the ones that kind of dominate the peak for some reason. Like, there was a lot of bodyboarders, and there's young kids, but it's like everywhere, Jim, like, you've traveled to different countries in the world. Like, it's the same. You respect the locals. They're going to be cool. But the vibe in the water that I got from people was amazing. But then to answer the second part of your question, bro, is that, so El Zonte is actually one of the few places that has a left, right? There's another one called La Bocana, which is actually in the town, like the next town. Then that one's also like a kind of renowned left. But this in Horizonte, there's one that's just so it's like a point break, dude, like a rock bottom, like volcanic rock bottom, and it goes to the right and it goes to the left. And most people there are catching the rights. So, dude, I had the left to myself, basically. And I'm talking about, like, dude, I don't know, like a 200-yard left, 250-yard left, perfect glassy conditions.
Nice.
So, yeah, man, if that doesn't get you frothing for a good left, bro, like, and it's where Bitcoin Beach is at, dude. So, yeah, if you want to surf that left, bro, fucking do it.
Overall, it sounds like it's not a crowded area. Like, it's not overrun with surfers yet.
No, it's not, dude. The famous wave over there is Punta Roca, which is like in La Libertad, which is you cross that. That's kind of like the port city to make it to these beach towns. And that one is like a world-renowned right. But yeah, you don't have to like fucking hit that scene. There's so many waves and there's so many breaks all over. But I'm sure it's one of those countries that like if you had the adventure spirit and you could find, you know, manage to get a boat or something, I'm sure you can like fucking go on a boat and you'd find these like waves by yourselves, rights and lefts. It's a country that hasn't been discovered, and that's why I think even in 2021, like it's prime destination, because that place is going to be like what Costa Rica is going to be like what Costa Rica is now, you know, in a very short period of time. I'll give it 5-10 years before it becomes. And Costa Rica's great, like Costa Rica's great now too, man. But imagine being in Costa Rica, like, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I've been, my first time to Central America was like early 80s. And the last time I was there was early 2000s, and big changes. You see it happening, especially where surfers tend to go over and over again. They help build the economy. So I expect that area to grow because of Bitcoin Beach, but surfers will help build it. You know, they'll keep going and they'll stay, and you know, that's what I've seen. So still cool that there's totally out of the way places though, you know. But we gotta get rid of the fiat body borders.
Yeah, the body borders, man. Yeah,
can't be
like they were just young kids, bro, like 11-year-olds.
No,
and they're all
just busting. No, it's all yeah, good. Any wave riding is fine with me, even without a board. If you're just out there in the ocean feeling that energy, that's really
no, but we do have that rivalry, obviously. There's always sort of rivalry.
You know, I respect everybody that's willing to put themselves out in the ocean and try and get away, because it's not easy. And when you get in sync with the ocean, it's a magical feeling. I suggest everybody at least give it a try.
Dude, some of the waves there that I rode some solid 8-footers, man. They were like, you know, there were some gnarly drops to be had, man. And I fell in love, bro.
I heard you mention Puerto Escondido. Have you been there? I think you have, right? Were you there recently?
No, I was just in Mexico like 3 months ago, but I try to find places where I'm not at, like in the surfer scene. I want to do my own thing, because obviously Puerto Escondido is gnarly and it's a great wave, but I would just rather find more secluded spots. So yeah,
there's plenty of them. I've been there a bunch of times. It's one of my favorites.
Oh fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, listen, great story. I appreciate hearing everything about it. It's on my bucket list of places to go for sure. I'm not sure when I'm going to get there, but I love hearing about the good surf spots and burgeoning Bitcoin economies. Those are all good.
And the other useful information. Yeah, brother, for sure, man. And the other useful information that I'll leave the crowd with that's thinking about, you know, going to El Salvador is like, again, you know, I went there from Thursday to Monday, so it's a short period of time, but it was for me, it was the right dose. I would like to go for a more prolonged period, which I will go in probably very soon, like say like 7 days or 10 days next trip. But $320 plane ticket, right? And then another $350 in hotel with the breakfast included, right? So that you got about $675, whatever it is, like $700. And then say another like fucking $100, $150 for food. So for 5 days to be very comfortable, like you could probably even lowball it even more. But I would say, yeah, on $700 budget, $800 budget, you're spending a quality time in El Salvador, including your plane ticket.
Well, bullish, dude. That sounds like a epic trip that all us surfing Bitcoiners need to go do.
Yeah, man. But again, even if you're not a surfer, bro, like there's the country offers a lot. You can just stay in El Zonte and just like you could fucking just go frolic in the beach, man. You know, swim in the beach, drink beers, whatever it is that you're into. You're going to have a blast because the people are very lively. Like, you know, the little hotels, the beachfront hotels have like music going and there's always people partying. So, you know, if you're looking for that, you can get that, dude, too, right? But then all these little hotels, they offer these little expeditions to you. Again, you want to go volcano hiking one day, you're fucking volcano hiking. You want to go to the waterfalls and it's another hike, you know, so it offers a lot for everybody. It's not just a surf. Yeah, don't be under the, after this conversation, that's only about surfing. The country offers a lot, has a lot of culture.
Dang, bro. It looks like Apex's next job is going to be an El Salvador tourist guide. So,
looking forward to that. If anybody knows Bukele, tell them that I can be their ambassador.
Let's go. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Apex. That was awesome to hear. Awesome to hear the unfiltered pleb perspective from someone that just got back there without all the, you know, the Twitter glorification, which is all good and well. But thank you for your time, bro. You know I fucking love you. I'm a fan of your Twitter. Actually, how about give people your Twitter or where they can get in touch with you?
No, man. I don't care about that. But yeah, just Apex, whatever, dude. I love you too, man. I love all the plebs in the chat. I try to follow all you guys. So I'm just stoked that everybody showed up and listened to my little Bitcoin, my El Salvador journey. And I love all you guys. And yeah, man, thanks for having me, brother. I had a blast shilling the fuck out of El Salvador.
Let's go. A true class act here, guys. Apex. All right, dude. everyone that's listening on YouTube, we're going to end this stream so we can keep this one nice and short. But come meet us over in Teacher's Lounge and come troll us in the chat. So this was episode 98, guys. Apex on Bitcoin Beach. We'll see you in a little bit. Peace out, guys.